Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Ah, hour 2 on a sunny spring day. At least here. Live in LA, it's The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. So, Joy, this is something that we don't talk a bunch of politics on this, but there, and I am more Democrat than Republican, but I have a lot of Republican friends. This drives me nuts. And I'm going to get to Zion in a second, Lamar Jackson, but it drives me nuts. Thank God in my life, I married somebody that didn't expect perfect.
Right.
And I married my wife. She's close to perfect, but there's some things she does I just live with, and I'm okay with it. So one of the things that drives me nuts in politics, there's an old saying that conservatives, Republicans, fall in line. They find a guy. He doesn't have to be perfect. He's their guy. Democrats fall in love. There's somebody they love every week, and it drives me nuts that if their candidate, Democrat's candidate, has 4 or 5 things you agree with, if there's one thing they don't agree with, he's bad. There's no perfect candidates. I don't agree with everybody on anything. I don't agree with me. Tomorrow, I won't agree with some of the things I said today. You cannot find, if you're looking for a political candidate that you agree with everything, you're an idealist. You're a child. Grow up. That's not the way the world works. If you can get 75% of the stuff you agree with, that's good enough. Nobody agrees with it, but these people go crazy on Twitter. Well, she said this. Yeah, but she also said this, 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 this. He said that, but he also said this, 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 this. There's no perfect people. When Zion Williamson came into the NBA, it was all about what he couldn't do. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care about that. I see what he can do, which is score 25 a night and get on the free throw line because he leans into everybody.
Right.
When I just started a company not long ago called The Volume Sports. It's a podcast network. And I had to hire a bunch of people. One of the things I never worried about was what people couldn't do. I was looking for people who could do things well. I didn't care about their flaws. Can you make me laugh? Boom, I hired Jenkins and Jones. Could you make me think? Oh, okay, I hired this guy and this woman. I didn't care about the cans. I cared about the cans. Can you do something I can't stop listening to? Do you have that skill? So I love Bucky Brooks, but this drives me nuts. This drives me nuts. There's no perfect husband. There's no perfect politician. Michael Jordan, by the way, was selfish, punched teammates, and really couldn't shoot threes.
Well, you can't have a perfect co-host.
Boom. So Bucky Brooks, who we like, suggests the Ravens should take Justin Fields and let Lamar Jackson graduate. Okay, stop. Time out. Lamar Jackson is 30-4 against every quarterback not named Patrick Mahomes. He's 24. He wins 80% of his games. He has won a road playoff game. Outside of like Mahomes, Rodgers, there's no perfect quarterbacks. We love Drew Brees. He couldn't throw a deep ball the last 4 years in the league. Tom Brady can't outrun a batting cage. Can we stop with the perfect quarterback stuff? The kid's 24. He wins 84% of his games. He throws a nice deep ball. He is great athletically. And he's okay throwing, but does appear to be getting better. First year, his passer rating was 84. Needed work. Next year, it was 113 MVP. Kind of felt like a little bit like the league was still trying to figure out, what the heck does this guy do? Then the league last year kind of figures out, but his passer rating ends up 99. If he retired today, it would be the fifth highest ever. I like Derek Carr. His passer rating's closer to 90 than 100. I like Matt Ryan. What's his passer rating? If his passer rating settles around 99, and I do think that's kind of what we're looking at. He's also very good on third down, which has always been a very interesting quarterback stat. The best quarterbacks are good on third down. They have instinct. They're good pre-snap. They're coachable. You know, that's always been a big stat for me. How's your quarterback on third down? How's your quarterback on primetime games? Lamar is Zion. We're so caught up in what he can't do. But the stuff he can do is so otherworldly. We got to stop the can't stuff. If you sit around and are paralyzed because you don't agree with one policy of your politician, you're going to be a bitter old man. If you agree with he or she on 75% of policies, vote for him. No perfect candidates out there. You're like a child if you think you're going to get a perfect candidate. Drives me nuts. There's no even Mahomes. He now's been hurt a couple times. Sometimes he gets a little flake left, sideways, throw behind his back. He's not perfect. I mean, he's close as perfect as we have. Aaron's about as close. Aaron can be a little condescending, a little prickly. But he's about as close as you're. I'm going to deal with that stuff. Russell Wilson scrambles into sacks. But boy, he's about 90% of it. It's just about as good as I can get on the market. We got to stop. There are no perfect anybodies. It just doesn't exist. We're just picking apart everybody. Just be happy. Be grateful a little. I love Bucky, but move off him. He's won 81% of his games. It's insane. His passer rating is 99. You know, but sometimes on the crossing routes, All right, Mark Schlereth, I'm exhausted. I need somebody to help me. I need a life preserver for the rest of this segment. Joining us now live. You know what? I guess I want to be positive today.
Right.
We're nitpicking everybody. Like, none of these quarterbacks, even Trevor Lawrence isn't perfect. He doesn't play as well under pressure. Okay.
By the way, I love that concept. We, especially come draft time, we get so enamored with what a guy can't do as opposed to what can this guy do and can we put him in a system where we can take advantage of that skill set. And I think you could make a compelling argument that John Harbaugh should be one of the coaches of the year every single year because you've gone back and said, okay, there hasn't been a new passing concept in the NFL in 25 years, but we can create some unbelievable run schemes and we can create this situation for our quarterback that he can take advantage of. And think about this. When you play the Baltimore Ravens, they take that opening kickoff, they drive it down your throat for 8 minutes and a touchdown, and you're down 7-0. And now they kick off to you, and you go 3-and-out, and now you're starting as an offensive coordinator to count possessions. You're like, oh, shoot. You know what? We've had one possession. It was a 3-and-out, and now all of a sudden, what do we get? A normal game, you get 12 possessions, 13 possessions. We might get 7 or 8. Now we've got to score every time we touch the ball, so it takes you out of your offensive rhythm and what you wanted to call. It is the ultimate in complementary football, and the reason you can play it that way is because of number 8. So just understand, if you give that up, you know, now you've got to recreate kind of the wheel, if you will, in Baltimore.
Yeah, every time I watch Lamar, I just that's what he can do. I'm over the can'ts. I am over can'ts.
He is a freak show athlete, and he has gotten better as a passer over time. So I think they're pretty happy in Baltimore with number eight. That's just a guess.
I'm going to go with yeah, I'm happy. So this is interesting. I was saying this morning. If you're in a division like the NFC West, and it's really good, and you're sitting there and you're thinking to yourself, listen, if Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt again, we're going to get nothing for him. Nothing. If we can get a second-round pick for him, we'll just draft a quarterback ready to play now, Mac Jones. May have a lower ceiling. But Jimmy Garoppolo's interesting. The team I think it's fascinating that I think what I would take a chance on him is Denver. That's where you live, and here's why. Jimmy's got 2 years left in his deal. You bring him in, and it doesn't work. Okay, well, Drew Lock's not working, and we think he's better than Drew. The second year, if you get rid of Jimmy, there's no cap hit. It's like $1 million. So if I'm Denver, I'm sitting there today, if I'm Vic Fangio, and I'm thinking to myself, I got Mahomes, Herbert, and Derek Carr. I got to get a guy that's ready to play. I don't want to go with Justin Fields. I got to win now. So I think Vic Fangio could argue, my offensive line played pretty well last year. I'll go Jimmy G. A second-round pick's not the be-all, end-all of Denver. Their roster is. So just talk about, in San Francisco's perspective, Mark, is, crap, if Garoppolo gets hurt again, he has no trade value. We'll get nothing for him. So right. Your thoughts about Denver and Garoppolo, because it does feel like I could certainly make an argument in that draft room. We sign him to a one-year deal. If he stinks, there's no cap hit next year.
Yeah. I think it's a great concept, Colin. And Jimmy Garoppolo, there is nothing wrong with his QBing skills. I mean, that guy can spin it. There's no question about that. It's just his availability has been the issue because he's been hurt so many times. But, you know, the Broncos came in with George Payton being the general manager now saying, we want to bring competition to that quarterback room. So, like, if you draft in the top 10, you're not bringing competition into the quarterback room. You're replacing your quarterback, correct? I mean, yeah. You're not saying, okay, we're drafting the top 10 and it's open competition between you and Drew Lock. No, you have drafted the predecessor. So that's not an open competition. If you draft in, you know, if you're drafting in the second or third round, then okay, that's a competition. Or if you're bringing somebody in like Jimmy Garoppolo, a veteran player, you can still have a competition there. So that part makes sense. As far as San Francisco, you know, I thought it was funny yesterday, Kyle Shanahan saying, well, we have five quarterbacks we like. You did not move up to the number three overall spot because you've got five guys that you like. So we're just going to give up another first rounder because we could have moved up to five with Cincinnati if all five guys are equal. I mean, that is the ultimate in, listen, I'm tired of having to answer stupid questions, so I'm going to throw some stupid stuff at you, right? you know, and like, listen, Maya, I was texting with Kyle this morning. I am not in the news breaking business. That's not my listen. I don't have any desire to break news. I'm just happy to break wind without soiling myself. That's all okay. I'm looking for right now. That's where I'm at in life. Okay. So I do think it makes the most sense. You are ready. Your window to win is open. Your roster is so solid. You get all those first rounders back. That, you know, on your defensive line, your offensive line is set with Trent Williams at the left tackle position. You can plug any running back in. And I talk to teams all over the general managers and head coaches. There's not one team that I've talked to, and I've talked to multiple, six, seven, eight. Every one of them studies San Francisco's running game. So you're not looking for a quarterback to come in and provide you with a running game. You've already got one. So that, to me, makes the most sense. Again, this is the season of lying, so I have no idea what they're doing, and I don't really care because I just want to watch it unfold on Thursday night and see exactly what happens.
Yeah, I had Peter King said the draft drives him nuts. I love the draft. Where do you fall on it? I you know, it's interesting. There's all these questions about Justin Fields, this, that. I always kind of have a feeling like in life, and this is something I preach to my kids all the time, like there's a silver lining in the worst days. You can go to the worst days of our country. There's a silver lining and stuff. If you drop in the draft, you go to a better roster. I mean, seriously. Yeah. I mean, I would love to drop to New England if I was Trey Lance. I actually think Denver at number nine. I think Denver, once their left tackle played well last year, it's like, okay, now you got some weapons and an O-line that can play. What do you make of a Trey Lance where we just don't know anything? he may drop. What do you kind of make of his small – you played at a small school. Small school, hasn't played much in a year. What do you kind of make of him as a prospect?
Well, you know, I think one of the things you look at is you look at the athleticism. I think this goes to kind of playing at a big school like Clemson as well. When you play and every guy that you play with is a superior athlete to everybody else, it makes your job that much easier. So when you're running over linebackers because you're bigger and faster and stronger than the linebackers you play with in your own division, like, that's not going to happen to you in pro football. That's why people are saying, hey, it's going to take a while. I mean, when you look at North Dakota State, they're kind of the Alabama, if you will, of their division. So they just run roughshod. They run the ball down everybody's throat. They're bigger, they're faster, they're stronger than everybody else. So you've got to take that into consideration. The kid's got an unbelievable skill set. I understand that he's an unbelievable athlete. But a lot of times, how do you respond when all of a sudden you don't physically dominate each guy that you play against? So when you go to Alabama, you know, for instance, and you play on the line of scrimmage, you physically dominate every guy that you play against, you know, 10 out of the 11 or 10 out of the 12 games that you line up. You're a physically dominant specimen. So I'll take that to the D-line. How much do you develop as a pass rusher if you can just run over the guy in front of you every time? You don't develop as a football player. You just rely on your physical attributes. Then you get in the NFL, and guess what? Every dude is not only technically sound, but every dude is stronger than the day is long. And you're like, oh, you're going to run into, like, please, as an offensive lineman. I mean, and you know, my skill set, even with injuries, my skill set is strength. I'm still strong as, I mean, I'm strong as any human on the planet. And if you're just going to run into me, I will eat you for lunch. Like, please run into me every play, because I will grab you, I will hold you, and you will not go anywhere. And so I think there's a aspect of when you're physically a dominant player at the college level and you come to the NFL, many of those physically dominant players don't really learn a skill set.
Yeah.
They don't really advance. And so now you have to learn it on the fly against the best players in the world. That's a tall task.
Yeah, good stuff, Mark Schlereth, 3 Super Bowl championship rings. Good seeing you, buddy. Love having you just right before the draft. Thanks, bud.
Absolutely, my friend.
That's what Jimmy Johnson said about a week ago. When you come from a small school, you have so much ceiling because you don't need as good a technique. You just dominate people. And I think that's the thing with Trey Lance. Trey and Mac have played the same number of games. One has faced the best players in college football. One has faced inferior competition, like a Josh Allen. So the ceiling for Trey is enormous and probably hasn't been reached yet. Well, clearly hasn't been reached yet. Whereas Mac, you've got a ceiling. This is what he is. And if you're San Francisco, what he does now, we can win now. Ceiling, I'll let somebody else worry about it. So we'll see. I mean, the whole thing is fun. It's a story, and I'm here for it. All the stories.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This Mother's Day, celebrate all the moms in your life. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com. 24 multicolored roses, plus a free vase, $34.99. That's pretty good. 1-800-Flowers.com. Put in the code HERD, or you don't get all the good stuff. I know, I drive you nuts, but if you don't put in HERD, it may just not send you the vase. So put it in, okay? Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news!
This is the HERD Line News.
Well, LeBron James has been out since March 20th when he injured his ankle. His initial prognosis was 4 to 6 weeks.
How long has it been?
That's March 20th, so a little over 4 weeks now.
So he's right on it.
Yeah. He's teasing his returns just around the corner. He posted a video of himself on Instagram running up and down the court. And the caption is, coming to a city near you. I'm really real. Hashtag kid from Akron. Hashtag James Gang. So he is running. So that's what we're watching in the video.
And Joy, we have about what, 8 to 10 games left in the regular season?
There are 11 games left in the regular season for the Lakers, and they are fifth in the West right now.
So very interesting. They'll bring LeBron back with about 7 or 8 to play, just enough to play with Andre Drummond a little, Anthony Davis, and then they'll be off and running and vanquish the rest of the league and win a title.
Well,
works out perfectly.
That's the plan for Lakers fans and for the Lakers, certainly. I still think that that's what's going to happen, but I don't look at this the same way as I did last year, because last year the break was due to the pandemic. This year, they're not playing is due to them being injured.
True.
So it's not the same situation as it was last year. Now, the Lakers have an advantage over a team like the Nets, who have been suffering from injuries, in that they have already won a title together and they have a lot of chemistry and they have their culture set already and they have LeBron James, who makes everything go away. So as long as he's healthy and Anthony Davis is healthy, I still think that they're in the best situation to win the title.
But it's not the same as last year. They're a really big physical team. If you go Drummond, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Dennis Schroeder, KCP, that is a long, physical team. They're really unique. They are the opposite. Really, they're the opposite of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Which was why Brooklyn Lakers would be not only because of stars, it would be a fascinating juxtaposition of talent. Whereas Brooklyn's kind of skinny, not very good defensively, not committed to the defensive end, but absurdly gifted. And the Lakers would come in just lumberjacks, just big guys, not as highly skilled. I think that's the best series for the league.
That's what the league is rooting for. I'll be honest, that's what I would like to see in the finals. Like, that's if, you know, the Heat are capable of beating Brooklyn. So coming out of the East, I'd like to see Brooklyn and Kevin Durant and James Harden and Kyrie Irving up against LeBron and Anthony Davis and the Lakers. Like, that's an unbelievable series. Yeah. And to your point, a test of How do you build a team? And does defense really matter in the biggest games and the biggest moments?
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be a sweep either way. I mean, listen, Miami with a bunch of kids and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, it was six games.
Took six games. So it would be a long series.
Which but everyone wants.
Yes, and it would be a chess match. It would be the most talented offensive team against the best defensive team. Vogel's also a big, he loves coaching. Vogel fits this team because Frank's known it. He loves bigs and he loves defense. And Nash and D'Antoni like guards and love offense.
Right.
So the coaching staffs are really built for the roster they have. So it would be a chess match. And I remember, you know, Frank Vogel's interesting. I remember when he coached Indiana. Those marginally talented teams gave the Miami Heat fits with Roy Hibbert, George Hill, and the kind of playoff tenuous performance Paul George. So I think Vogel finally has a roster. He's like, I like bigs, and I got Anthony Davis, and I got Andre Drummond. Like, this roster fits Vogel's coaching style.
Yeah, I'm just crossing my fingers everyone stays healthy through the playoffs, because the way that this has been going this season, it's been brutal. So since Brian Flores took over as head coach for the Dolphins, they've made several moves that brought in more first-round picks. But Flores says the goal was not to stockpile draft picks. They were simply looking for ways to make the team better.
I wouldn't say the goal is necessarily to accumulate first-round picks. I think it's to put the best team together. And I think there's, you know, a variety of ways you can do that. Trade, free agency, waiver wire transactions, obviously the draft. We're looking for guys who are tough, who are smart, who are competitive, who love to play on our team first. And that's kind of the criteria we look for. And as we look through those different avenues to acquire players, you know, that's really always at the forefront.
So they had three first-round picks in 2020. They currently have two this year, number 6 and number 18.
Good picks.
They have one in 2022 via the 49ers and two in 2023. Their own and the 49ers. So they have a lot of first-round draft picks coming up.
Their needs are it's funny. Their needs are O-line, but at six, it's probably – you're not going to get Penei Sewell, so you'll probably go something else. And at 18, your three best offensive linemen are gone. So they're one of those where – you know, that's why they eventually – they traded back and then up. I'm fascinated with them because if you're asking me what they need, it's not wide receiver. And all indications are Cincinnati's taking Ja'Marr Chase. Like, that's all indications.
I can't believe that Cincinnati is going to do that. I know that that's what everyone is saying. But
well, Burrow's pushing for him hard.
They don't have an offensive line.
Well, they have a good left tackle, and then it's a lot of cross your fingers. I think that Bengals have a really good left tackle and a decent center.
That's just not how you build. That's not how you build a team, especially in the AFC North.
They signed another tackle in free agency, so I think Joe Burrow's pushing for. Listen, if you're Joe Burrow and you have T. Higgins, and you're like, guys, I played with this kid named Ja'Marr Chase. He's way better than T. Higgins.
Ja'Marr Chase is great, and I get it, but you still need an offensive line, and it's still the AFC North. Don't forget what division you're in. That's a tough division to play in with a sketchy offensive line.
Myles Garrett, Steelers pass rush. Yeah.
Baltimore. And you just got injured this year. Speaking of Baltimore, the Ravens seem to be set at quarterback with Lamar Jackson. At least I assume that they were set at quarterback with Lamar Jackson. Just won an MVP. But our friend Bucky Brooks thinks that Baltimore should consider drafting another one this year. He thinks they should trade up and draft a quarterback like Justin Fields if he falls low enough. On Thursday, Bucky thinks they could bring in Fields while Lamar Jackson plays out his rookie deal without having to extend his contract and then move on to Fields as the starter. I did not have Baltimore in the quarterback conversation on my draft bingo card, but it is draft week, so anything is available. I disagree with Bucky. I do not think that this is the move. I think they are very much set with Lamar Jackson. They have built the team around Lamar Jackson. They have built everything to put him in a position to succeed. They just need to get over the hump. And I don't think that that's impossible this year or moving forward. And Lamar Jackson should get paid. They don't need a quarterback. This is not a position of need for them.
It is. We're getting so ridiculous in the NFL that suddenly it's like Atlanta needs a quarterback. Well, not that's actually that they don't really need a quarterback. Folks, if you are a top 12 quarterback, if you have a top 12 quarterback in the NFL, address something else.
Yes.
Unless they're like Drew Brees and they're or like Big Ben Pittsburgh. If somebody fell to me, I could see Pittsburgh getting, if Fields dropped to 11, 12, and Pittsburgh's like, okay. But like to me, if you got a top 12 quarterback, you're good enough. Matt Ryan got to a Super Bowl. You can get to a Super Bowl. Lamar won a road playoff game. If you're top 12, we're getting so picky on quarterbacks that teams with, does everybody understand Matt Ryan last 3 years in the NFL has led the entire league in attempts, completions, and passing yards? That's not their issue. I mean, it's so to me, like Lamar, if you're winning 80% of your games in the NFL, quarterback's not your problem because you're not doing that. You're not doing that with a C quarterback. If you got a B plus or above, and Lamar's absolutely a B plus or above, you're good at quarterback.
Well, to your point earlier about people looking for perfect, who are the two quarterbacks or three quarterbacks that we think are pretty close to perfect?
Aaron Rodgers,
Patrick Mahomes. And I would say most people would still say Tom Brady. Like, he just won a Super Bowl.
And I think
he's somewhat limited when it comes to running, but he doesn't need to run because he doesn't put himself in that position very often.
I think Herbert and Josh Allen are getting really close to, oh my God, they can do everything.
Well, but Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady have won Super Bowls.
Right.
So they have validated everything that they do and their talents.
Right.
And as close to perfect as they are. But my thing with where I think people are getting too crazy about quarterbacks is Tom Brady is an ultimate outlier. Ultimate outlier. There will never be another Tom Brady.
Nope.
There might be somebody who surpasses Tom Brady's accomplishments. Maybe Patrick Mahomes will do that. Maybe another quarterback will do that. But Tom Brady specifically, there's never going to be another one of him. Aaron Rodgers is such a unique player. Patrick Mahomes, such a unique player. And the places that they went, the coaching that they had, Tom Brady taking pay cuts, Patrick Mahomes with Andy Reid, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, like, stop thinking that you're going to find the next Patrick Mahomes.
They're all like, one of
one. One of one.
That's it.
Stop. There's only one Colin Cowherd in the world.
Yeah.
There's only one Joy Taylor in the world.
Pay them what they want.
Yes. And stop looking for the replacement. It's not there. Like, and that's fine. Like, there's just some things that just only exist once.
Yeah.
That's it.
That
God broke the mold. Smash. Move on. Find something that works for you, that fits your system, that you can enhance. Look for the can, to your point. And stop trying to find this mystical unicorn.
God, for years, if I had to hear Justin Rose, Rory McIlroy, they were going to be the next Tiger. It's like, no, Tiger's never going to happen again. Nobody at four is going to be on national TV golfing. And at 8 and 9, agents are interested.
Yeah, just stop.
Stop.
Just stop. It happened. You enjoyed it. We watched it. Look for the next superstar. But don't look for something that already existed and was an outlier and a complete magical situation. Like, everything, stars align. Like, there's a reason those things happen. It's not going to happen again. It's okay. Just look for what's going to work for you.
Yep. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
And it's, you know, Justin Herbert cracks me up. If you asked NFL GMs about Justin Herbert, half didn't like him. Now, just think about this. 6'5", mobile, huge arm, 4-point biology major, dominated the Senior Bowl, dominated the Rose Bowl. Now, if you didn't know anything and just put that up on a screen, you'd be like, I'm going to take him number one. But people, because what was his comp? Like, a lot of great people don't have comps. Like, Lamar Jackson has a little Michael Vick, but Michael, I thought, was a more natural thrower of the football, and Lamar's just a different athlete. There are comps. I mean, I do think Kyler Murray has some Russell Wilson. They played baseball. They're undersized. They throw a beautiful ball. They make play. I'm not saying there's not comps in the league. I do think Zach Wilson, on the low end, I see some Johnny Manziel, and in the high end, I see some Aaron. I get it. But a lot of, like, the Justin Herbert thing is really, nobody talks about this. It's fascinating. His resume was impeccable. Not a 4-point PE major, a 4-point biology major. His family had athletes. Big, mobile, strong, dominated the Senior Bowl, dominated the Rose Bowl, and half the league wasn't into it. Like, sometimes we're trying so hard to find comps, sometimes it's a lot of one-on-one. This is one of one. There's nobody else been like him. He's very good. Does he check most of the boxes? Again, stop looking for perfect. With Justin Herbert, people were paralyzed by perfect. Big, mobile, smart, huge arm. That's good enough. That think about how much more talented Justin Herbert is than Mac Jones. It ain't close. He's bigger. He's stronger. He's faster. Better arm. More starts. We pick Justin Herbert apart. Mac Jones will go higher in the draft. There is nothing Mac Jones physically that can... And by the way, I'm not sure mentally. A four-point biology major. So it's amazing how... But Mac Jones feels like... It looks like Brady. Looks like Eli. So Justin Herbert, nobody was saying looks like. What he actually is, he's Andrew Luck. That's what he is, but nobody said it. He's Andrew Luck with a better arm. That's what Justin Herbert is.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dane Brugler is an NFL draft analyst for The Athletic. He's got a draft guide he calls The Beast with 415 scouting reports of over 600 prospects. And what's fascinating about this draft, it's an interesting combination of productivity, talent, need. So much now, Zach Wilson in New York, you don't have to pay him for 4 years. You were going to have to make a decision on money for Sam Darnold. And the Jets acknowledged that was part of the understanding. We want to, when you don't pay a quarterback, Baker Mayfield, look what you can do with Cleveland's roster. Jared Goff early, look what you can do with the Rams roster. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, expensive, limited front office moves. You can only do so much. Let's bring in Dane. He recently did a 7-round mock draft for The Athletic, which, of course, you know, folks, I'm into that stuff. So it's interesting. The kid that's interesting to me is Zach Wilson. I watched him play a couple years ago against Utah and Washington. I thought he's a little undersized. He's talented. There's some Johnny Manziel. He didn't blow me away. Then all of a sudden, 2 months ago, he's number two on the board, and there's no argument. So where do you see him? Where do you have him on your big board, which you consider not where a guy will get drafted, just in terms of pure talent? You have Zach Wilson pretty high, right?
I do. He's number three overall, behind only Trevor Lawrence, behind only Kyle Pitts. And with when you're talking with Wilson, it's tough because you look at the competition that he faced this year, and the BYU schedule went from a bunch of Pac-12 schools, Power 5 programs, to facing a bunch of Group of 5 programs. And so the competition is not great. You look at Zach Wilson, 214 pounds. You wish you were a little bit bigger. He actually weighed a little bit more than Trevor Lawrence did at their pro days. So interesting how that worked out. But when it boils down to with Zach Wilson is the tape and his ability to make these throws off platform and be accurate. He's the type of guy that, you know, never played darts before in his life. He goes into a bar and just runs the table. He's just naturally accurate, can pick up things quickly. He's a point guard in high school, that type of guy. A true junior, still young. He was the youngest player to ever start at quarterback at BYU. And this past year, really dynamic tape. 73.5% completion percentage. That's a BYU record. 43 total touchdowns, another BYU record. So his ability to improvise and be dynamic, especially off platform, outside of structure, you look at Pat Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers and what these guys have been able to do, it really fits today's NFL and what a lot of teams are looking for.
I talked about this earlier, Dane. In the NBA, it's always been understood. You draft for ceiling. Joel Embiid, Kobe Bryant. You have 4 and 5 year rebuilds in the NBA, and it's understood. In the NFL, you don't get 4 years as a head coach to rebuild. The NFL draft to me has always been, I need somebody right now. That leads me to Mac Jones in San Francisco. He had an NFL head coach in college, an NFL coordinator, NFL receivers, NFL defenders in the SEC. How do you view Mac Jones as a talent on your big board and then kind of a clear ceiling with him?
Yeah, the ceiling part's tough. I think that it's easy to look at him and say, okay, this is a high floor player. You know, we know what we're getting with Mac Jones in terms of his ability to read, his ability to operate within the pocket. That's the biggest selling point with him is he's going to get the ball out. His pre-snap recognition is outstanding. But it makes it tough when you watch his Alabama tape and the offensive line, elite. The running game, outstanding with Najee Harris. You've got a Heisman winner and another first-round pick at wide receiver. And then, oh, yeah, the play caller, arguably the best assistant coach in college football last year, yeah. Now the head coach at Texas, yeah. Coach Sark. So everything around him, perfect. What's going to happen when he goes to an NFL organization when that's not the case? But if he does go to the 49ers, all of a sudden he's going to a system that's proven with Kyle Shanahan. And you look at Kyle Shanahan, what is he looking for? He's basically looking for an extension of himself on the field at quarterback. Mac Jones could be that guy. I think the 49ers, they traded up to number three with the idea of drafting Mac Jones. But Trey Lance is giving them a lot to think about. With Trey, you're getting more of that upside, more of that higher ceiling type of player. That has to be appealing when you compare him apples to apples against a Mac Jones.
Who is, you know, somebody will drop in the draft. I have said Devontae Smith is interesting because there's some really good physical specimens at receiver. There's a bunch of receivers in the draft, so somebody may argue at 12 or 13 we can get something close to Devontae second, third round. He's a player to me that looks like I could see him, you know, Ja'Marr Chase is the physical specimen. Many believe Waddle has a better NFL body. Is there a player to you that you look at and think to yourself, and I'm not asking you to guess a mock draft, but that you look at in the closer inspection, you could see based on frame, the more you inspect him, maybe the more you looked at him, a guy that would drop in this draft and people could talk themselves out of him until late first round?
Devontae Smith is really fascinating because you talk to some teams and they will tell you that, hey, we're not going to be the team that bets on the outlier in the first round. And that's what Devontae Smith is. When you're talking about a guy that's over 6 foot and only 170 pounds, it's hard to find wide receivers taken in the first round who are those size dimensions and have been productive. You just can't find them. Even Marvin Harrison was over 180 at the combine back in 1996. So not much of a sample size there with Devontae Smith. Now, it doesn't take much to watch his film and get excited about what he offers. I think you also factor in started double-digit games each of the last 3 years. No major injury history that we can really talk about as being something that could pop up. And the fact that he's one of the toughest, most competitive players in this draft, pound for pound, you know, probably tougher than a lot of 225-pound receivers in this class. So, it's an interesting, case with these teams and how they're going to view that. Some teams are going to be out, and then there's going to be some teams in the mid-first round crossing their fingers that a player like Devontae Smith would fall to them. I think there are a few players in this draft, when you factor in the medicals, they're really tough to figure out. Caleb Farley is, I think, the perfect example out of Virginia Tech. I think he's the most talented defensive player in this draft. A former high school quarterback, goes to Virginia Tech as a wide receiver, moves to corner 3 years ago, and he's a natural. He's 6'2", 33¼-inch arms, 4'3 speed, outstanding burst, the agility, natural ball instincts. But, you know, he's got an ACL in 2017. He's got two back procedures over the last 3 years. The durability, the red flags, it's really tough to figure out where Caleb Farley could go. He could go 16. He could go 36. I would not be surprised at either outcome when you talk about the medicals and how different teams are going to weigh those. I think we're going to see teams be maybe a little more conservative in this draft just because it's been so uncertain throughout the process. No combine. Teams are still getting some of this medical information up, you know, right now, the week of the draft. And so we might see teams lean towards being a little more conservative, and the players, they just have a better feel for it at this point.
By the way, just about 45 seconds left. I had a GM tell me it's a good draft until about the middle of the fourth round, and then it changes. And then it's a lot of guessing. Guys have opted out. Just for a minute left, how does this compare to last year's draft? The field, the high end, the low end, how's it look to you, Dane?
It's a smaller pool of players. There's no way around that. You know, we have right just under a third of the total players we usually have. So the free agent market after the draft, completely wiped out. And it's going to be fascinating for future years how that affects next year when we have more players in that pool. How's the NFL going to respond? But I think that's fair to say rounds 5, 6, and 7, we're going to see some surprises. You know, teams are going to be all over the place with how they rank those players. So it's really going to be a free for all. Who's going to go in that range? Who's going to be a free agent? Just a smaller pool of players this year because of the pandemic and then everything that goes into that. No area scouts on the road, no combine. Everything has been off. And so we're going to see that reflected on the third day of the draft.
Dane Brugler, the Athletic NFL draft expert. Really, I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about the scouts not on the road. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Wow. That is, it's just a good story. This is why it's going to get the highest ratings ever for a draft. There's a zillion stories in this thing. Dane, appreciate you stopping by our show. Thank you.
Anytime. Thanks, Colin.
You bet. Dane for the Athletic. That's right. Guys opted out. Scouts couldn't go on the road. No combine. A lot of guessing. You know, there's everybody agree. We said this yesterday. There are about 15 players everybody is saying. In fact, Carolina's GM basically said yesterday they graded 15 players as first-round players. That's it. So the high end, Ja'Marr Chase, Penei Sewell, the high end of this draft is remarkable. then it gets pretty interesting by about round three and four. I mean, I was looking at some USC prospects yesterday, and I'm like, there's two I love, and then I have no idea. Jay Tuifelei opted out. I don't know what he is. I think he's talented. Haven't played football in a year. How do I know? Hour three next.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.